Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're talking to members of the military, contractors, and others about all the gun confiscation drills, the foreign troops openly being trained for domestic operations under NLE 09, NLE 010. The open announcements that they want to ban free speech, arrest citizens for any reason they wish. I mean, this is mainstream news. And we were talking to Craig, a contractor, a mechanic in Afghanistan. He said he saw one of my films laying around and found out a lot of people are awake on the base. And, you know, that's how this happens. You don't have to believe me. It's like Kurt calling in during the swine flu situation. I said, just read the insert. Don't believe me. Go to the drugstore and say, I want to read the actual packet that comes with the ampule. And it'll tell you everything. Mercury, brain damage, cancer, sterilization is all possible. Very possible. This is done by design. That you're not given the vaccines for the reasons you're told. The average doctor doesn't know this, but they're starting to wake up. I was talking to a doctor this weekend, MD, totally aware of all of it. But going back to, I don't know if you see this in your area, but is anybody talking at your base about the fact that it's on the news? We're helping grow the opium so the Taliban doesn't get it. And, oh, you know, we're here, the, you know, poppy production's way up. Is anybody discussing that on the base you're at, Craig?
I've given the video out of your 10-minute YouTube about the interview with Waldo Rivera and the Marines. I gave that out to a couple people, and there's a couple other contractors that I've talked to that know about what's going on, and but mostly people just laugh. If you say anything, they say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, stuff like that.
So even when the government admits it, it doesn't exist.
Oh, well, the people I've shown you video to, they understand, and they believe it, unless they watch the video, they're not going to believe it.
Yeah, because I show them Reuters, AFP, a bunch of other mainstream articles with the headlines admitting it. Then I show Geraldo with the troops. See, that's the power of video. That's why we talk about, you know, the proof is in the pudding. I mean, when I play a clip of, John McCain or Joseph Lieberman saying we want to secretly arrest citizens under this new bill, you know, then they believe it. But it is so unbelievable. But I don't even blame people that laugh at us and call us conspiracy theorists. I told you almost 8-9 months ago, last year, I'm driving down the road. I already knew they were producing the opium and shipping it out. But to hear BBC admit it all but say it was good, I mean, I couldn't believe it. Because it is unbelievable. It is unbelievable. I can't blame people who don't believe that they're putting cancer viruses in vaccines. I mean, I totally understand why you don't believe that. I can't believe it, even though I know it's true. Well, anything else you can add, or anything else you want to add, Craig?
Well, there's one of the AFN commercials that they put out is it's like the troops are watching a screen. It's like and they're getting messages. So it's like message Act One. We've identified the target, Act Two, we're dropping in special forces to an Act Three. It's really weird. It's some kind of brainwashing thing.
Oh, it's getting really creepy. I mean, when you watch a basketball game, and every time they make a basket, and I've seen this myself, callers have called in about it, every time they make a basket, they cut to troops. And it's not to honor the troops, it's to associate the goal and the heightened state of pleasure with troops. It's Pavlovian. Ring a bell, give a piece of bacon to the dog. Ring a bell, give a piece of bacon to the dog. You start associating the bell with the bacon. So it's saying, you know, military, good, military, join it.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're now simulcasting the last 2 hours here live at PrisonPlanet.tv or PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. The last hour and a half or so, I've spent most of the time talking to military about the fact that they're being trained to carry out domestic operations, gun confiscation. I will continue with your phone calls. We have several guests coming up as well. Edwin Vieira will be joining us, constitutional law scholar, to talk about states' rights and the movement against tyranny. Also coming up, Napolitano hasn't reviewed in detail the Arizona immigration law she criticized. She admitted in an interview she hasn't even read it. Well, I have read the bill, and it says after police make first contact, if they have probable cause, a suspicion, like may I see your driver's license? I don't have one. Well, are you a U.S. citizen? No. Boom. That's a crime. But illegals are even more above the law than that. In fact, let's just go ahead and play the clip right now. Here it is.
I might ask, have you had a chance to review the new law that was passed by the state of Arizona?
I've not reviewed it in detail. I certainly know of it, Senator.
So you're not prepared to make a judgment on it?
Senator, that is not a law. Let me just say this. As you know and are well aware, that's not the kind of law I would have signed.
And for what reason?
Well, because I believe that it's a bad law enforcement law. I believe it mandates and requires local law enforcement or puts them in a position many do not want to be placed in. When I was dealing with laws of that ilk, most of the law enforcement organizations in Arizona at that time were opposed to such legislation.
Okay. Think about this. When I had the Austin police chief in a year and a half ago or so, the first time I interviewed him, and I talked about Austin being a sanctuary city, 800 plus in the nation, over 800, and I said, why don't you arrest illegal aliens for drunk driving? Why don't you arrest illegal aliens for committing crimes? Why don't you arrest illegal aliens? And he said, well, then they wouldn't trust us to call us when they need us. I mean, it's on record that illegals have more rights than citizens. We've had illegal aliens call into the show and admit that they're basically above the law. Or if they do get arrested, it's a $10, maybe $50 fine. I mean, it's all over the news that four or five times the same illegal alien, whether it's in Dallas, Texas, or Tucson, Arizona, I've seen cases in California, where over and over again they drunk drive and hit people, and the police don't even arrest them on the scene because the courts know there's no money in that person, and the system wants them released. And so, it puts law enforcement in a bad position to have to enforce the law. Heaven forbid they're not just out there writing speeding tickets and not out there, providing security for government buildings for non-existent threats. God forbid cops actually go after criminals. And look, a lot of hardworking people come up here from Mexico, and Mexico has collapsed. It's in trouble. But if you've got a lifeboat and the other ship's just sunk and you've already taken more people on your boat than is safe, if you just take unlimited, your boat will sink as well. But statistically, many people fleeing justice from, by the way, all over the world, not just Mexico. Mexico's the biggest nation immigrating. They come here, serial killers, murderers, arsonists, rapists, and time again, they just get away with murder. And so the question is, why are they getting away with murder? And it's because the system wants them here. They want unlimited numbers of them here. Because as long as they're given welfare, and as long as the nanny state big government poses as their friend, statistically, in over 90% of the cases, you can pull up the national numbers, they vote for anti-gun legislation, globalist legislation, quote, free government health care. And I've got numbers here today I'm going to cover after I get into some more of the news, where in Texas, hundreds and hundreds of physicians are quitting, and thousands are talking about it. And I see these articles every two or three days from Florida or Texas or California, where the state boards are complaining that doctors are just saying, you know what, I'm 55, I'm not going to work another 10 years, I've already got to buy all this liability, malpractice insurance. Most doctors do not make that much money. And by the way, they have to go to, on average, 8 years of school instead of the average person professional 4 years of school. They have to, especially trauma surgeons. I mean, it's stressful doing heart surgery, folks. It's stressful doing brain surgery. It is stressful having a child come in who's been in a car wreck, whose head smashed in, and then watching that child redline and die. We need to pay doctors a lot of money. And the media has lied about this and implied that doctors are the reason healthcare costs have gone up. I've looked at the numbers. 30 years ago, doctors were making, on average, almost double what they're making now. Okay, now there are some specialists and, plastic surgeons and some special, top cancer people, who might be making $1 million a year. But most doctors are making under $100,000 a year. Under $100,000. In fact, Google the term average MD salary in the U.S. I saw it last year. I believe it was $97,000, but I'm not going off my memory. Oh, let's imagine you got $500,000 in many cases for all your college and medical school bills. $500,000. And so it's going to take you, if you're making $97,000, a decade or two to pay that off? I mean, I know lots of medical doctors now who are living in an okay little house or an okay apartment. I mean, I know people who were both husband and wife are doctors, Harvard graduates, and they're living in a $300,000 house. I mean, that's a cracker box in Austin. Austin's one of the more expensive places in Texas. But look, don't worry. They're just quitting. They're leaving. They're done. And others in mass are saying, I'm not accepting Medicare and Medicaid anymore. I'm not accepting Medicare because the part of the health care bill, they say, is a 22% cut across the board of Medicare. And that's in the AP today. But some doctors, some specialists, it's less than 22, but many others, it's more than 50%. So you do a procedure and you don't even get paid the money that'll pay the nurses and yourself and the anesthesiologist. And you notice it's mainly Medicare people who are older who need the heart surgeries. So I was reading in the article today about how heart surgeons and people that deal with the vascular system are one of the biggest groups just saying, I'm done. They're either quitting or they're saying, I'm not accepting Medicare. Well, Ron Paul, you know, wasn't accepting it 25 years ago when he was practicing medicine because of this. But he did have low rates. So if you don't have government and big corporations and insurance companies in the middle stealing the money and investing it in derivatives, if you don't have all of that getting in the way and you've got true free market in your health care, you have the best in the world and the least expensive in the world. But also Big Pharma is also involved in the health care bill, mandating that, oh, you don't get a knee surgery with your insurance. No, we now mandate you just get drugs or a cortisone steroid shot. So, well, I've already gotten into the subject. Like, let me try to find it here in my stack. Sometimes it's just quicker just to reprint the article. But it was, I mean, I'm sure you've seen it. It's been all over the news that doctors are just quitting everywhere or refusing to take Medicare. Here it is. This is the Houston Chronicle. I have an AP article as well in the stack. Texas doctors opting out of Medicare at alarming rate. And I never really see national stories with the national numbers. I guess those haven't been compiled yet, but I've seen it, you know, Michigan, New York, Florida, Texas, all over where, well, I mean, here's an example. Everywhere I go, doctors tell me how they just want to quit. I was talking to a doctor who's far from retirement, and he was discussing how he's an emergency room, emergency medicine MD, and how in the last couple of years, and I'd also seen this in the news, they've started as a way to harass doctors. They're the doctors, not the bureaucrats, having people at hospitals fill out customer satisfaction forms. And I was telling this doctor about my dad, who's a dentist, and he says beautiful women will come in and say, pull my tooth, it hurts. Nothing's wrong with their tooth. They want a bottle of painkillers. So they're ready to have their tooth pulled out. And he'll say no, and they'll get mad and make harassing phone calls and try to make complaints. And the doctor said, absolutely. He said, doctors are on the verge of quitting everywhere because since this went in the last 2 years, it is just incredible. He said, I'll be in there with a dying child from a car wreck. No, they're dying. And the person will bust in and say, I want my drugs, and they'll go look in the database or call the hospital across town and find out 2 hours ago they were given 45, you know, hydrocodones or whatever those, you know, pain pills are. And then I kind of felt guilty of the time I was down at the emergency room on a Sunday. I basically cut my finger off. It was dangling. And I was watching Illegal Aliens saying they had stomach aches and stuff going ahead of me. I was being patient, and I was worried they wouldn't be able to fix my finger, and it is numb to this day. And I kind of got up there, but I was very cold, and I said, listen, you need to do this. And then the lady was honest. We're waiting for a surgeon to get here, sir. We don't have anybody with that expertise right now. And then the lady showed up, and she was a fan of the show and brought me back and said, I know you don't want to take a tetanus shot, and I don't like vaccines either, but this is really one you need. You cut this on the side of a barge. It's the exact kind of thing. And I just said, I don't care. I waive liability verbally in front of all of you. Sew it up. And so she spent about 20 minutes with just, you know, with that iodine substance, just scrubbing it and going over and getting in the cracks. And she did a good job and sewed it up. And I'm very appreciative of that. But I was feeling guilty. It kind of gave me another perspective of where he said one time there was a dying child and this person bust in screaming, demanding drugs. That person should be... I'm not for police brutality, but those drug heads need to have their teeth knocked in. So, I mean, the doctors are just under siege, ladies and gentlemen. They have the most stressful job there is. And we're going to lose them.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
We pulled up the average doctor's pay. It's $137,000 a year. I've seen $97,000. But regardless, I mean, that is not that much money considering what the education costs, the intelligence level it takes to make it through medical school. They can be making a lot more money in other industries. And they're always getting the blame for everything. And so they're just saying, I'm going to do something else. I'm done. And so the best healthcare system in the world is collapsing now. And that's the government plan. They know it's going to screw the system up, and then they'll fully wreck it, and we'll have total government healthcare, and then they'll be able to decide what type of care you get, how long you're allowed to live. It's just like New York State. bans midwives home births. You will have your baby at the government facility. You will have a CPS visit when your baby's born. If you have trouble suckling the baby, which is totally normal in the first day or two because the baby's learning, they're calling that abuse and taking your children. This is a scientific tyranny where they make everyone a criminal, but them, the criminals. You know, people think, well, we can turn the tide against this. The Republicans are going to get into office. Well, actually, the numbers show that incumbents are being thrown out, Republicans and Democrats. The problem is the media is making Newt Gingrich, as I predicted last year, the leader of the resistance, the political leader. And he's in Politico today. Gingrich forecast Obama loss. He believes that the Republicans will take the House and the Senate in the November elections, and that he's going to run for president in 2012. This is a guy who's written books calling for world government, who wants a global carbon tax. This guy is a sack of garbage. Oh, he's pro-war. And so if you consider that to be conservative, I guess you should vote for him and enjoy your carbon taxes and everything else. Newt Gingrich, I mean, give me a break. I got news for you, Newt. Just like John McCain and others, you are being exposed and you are not going to win. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich gives President Obama only a 20% chance of being reelected. I agree with that. And says he might be the one to give Obama the boot. That's right. Gingrich, who this week published a book called To Save America. Oh, yes, Newt, a globalist Bilderberg attendee. Stopping Obama's secular socialist machine. Well, I mean, Bush tripled the size of government. I mean, you're all for secret arrest and tyranny. I mean, you ought to love Obama. So with Republicans like Newt Gingrich, who needs Hugo Chavez? I mean, it's Newt Gingrich is a singularly nasty, disgusting, un-American piece of trash. And he's even worse because he's always parading around like he's this big libertarian conservative. I just can't stand his arrogance and all the propaganda he pushes. And I'm so sick of John McCain and Mitt Romney and all these other people. Folks, if you vote for Mitt Romney, if you vote for Newt Gingrich, if you vote for any of these people, you deserve what you get. But remember, it doesn't matter who becomes president. That's hard to capture. But Obama got over $1 billion to get elected. They're talking about more money in the next election, but close to $2 billion spent total on the election. Even more if you count outside, you know, PACs and people and special interest running ads. But at the state level, there is resistance taking place. And that's why we're honored to be selling Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic with R.J. Harris, Tom DeWeese, Michael Bagnarek, Alex Jones, Richard Mack, Cynthia Davis, Charles Key, and many others. It gets into the 10th Amendment, states' rights, the deadly danger zone that is a democracy versus our wonderful republic. It is such an important film, available on DVD at InfoWars.com. Everyone needs to rediscover America. This film is full of solutions, available at InfoWars.com with all the new films we've put out in the last month. Of course, there's Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined. For anybody out there that doesn't know what the New World Order is, this film will educate them. There's, of course, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, that shows you how serious the police state takeover is. And your purchase of these videos makes this radio show, the news websites, and all the work we do possible. So, again, InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And got a pleasant surprise yesterday from William Lewis and Gary Franchi. They just sent me a contract over, giving me full authorization to post not just Don't Tread on Me, but Camp FEMA on PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members. And so we've got a flash version going up in the next 2 hours at PrisonPlanet.tv for members. Probably two, it may be three. They're working on it right now because we just got the word yesterday. We had to encode it in the highest quality, get it ready. It's being uploaded to the servers right now. We've got to create the launch page for PrisonPlanet.tv members. All my films and so many other great films we've been authorized to post. My book, Paul Watson's book, the live stream of the TV show, higher quality podcast, and 6+ years of information that we've been putting up on PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. And we're just adding more and more for our members. It is an armory of info weapons in the resistance, and Don't Tread on Me is going up there today.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We got a lot of active duty military and folks holding that wanted to comment on what we were covering last hour. The fact that the military is being trained for gun confiscation, it's in the news, but that more and more military is saying no and going public and saying, I'm not going to be part of this. This is unconstitutional. So that's coming up with Ed, Bud, Preston, and others that are holding. I've got several big news blitzes that I want to cover as well, like Woody Allen. It would be good if Obama could be a dictator. Remember Bush? Things would be a heck of a lot easier if this was a dictatorship, just so long as I'm the dictator. Blanche Flower, Europe could break up, another bailout inevitable. These stories are all up at GCNlive.com. So a whole bunch of key news coming up here after I take some more of your phone calls. We do have Dr. Edwin Vieira on the state of the Constitution, the true role of the militia, and programs and plans he has to take back the states at the state level. So solutions coming up in the fourth hour. But I appreciate her coming on. He relayed an email to her, and she got it to us. And so I called his lawyer, David Hammer's lawyer, Jesse Trenadue, and talked to his paralegals and confirmed that she's been a key Oklahoma City researcher who got in with Jesse Trenadue to get the signed affidavit from Terry Nichols, one of the co-conspirators on the Oklahoma City bombing, that yes, McVeigh was a government operative and told him he was an operative. Then we separately have police, military, other testimony. We've gotten secret federal documents that Trinidad has sued in federal court to be released, where the head of the FBI anti-terror force was in Oklahoma City and lied about it and was intimately involved. I've interviewed people that survived in the Alfred P. Murrah building 15 years ago, like Jane Graham. I'm just recapping this. Who saw McVeigh and military operatives in there as maintenance people planting gray sticks of butter. She thought they were working on the telephones. I mean, it goes on and on. This was a government operation. So to even get into Oklahoma City, it almost does it disservice to just briefly talk about it, but that's all the time we have today. Now, Mr. Hammer hadn't been allowed to do interviews, which, when I have the federal court rulings, is unconstitutional, for 11 years. The last interview he did was with the L.A. Times. And, of course, he talked and was, you know, with McVeigh for years before they even built the Terre Haute, Indiana Federal Execution Center. And he was at the previous federal facility where they were holding him before that. And McVeigh told him all this. He's written two books on the subject. Margaret Roberts, a journalist who wrote the preface for Hammer's 2004 book, Secrets Worth Dying For, Timothy McVeigh and the Oklahoma City Bombing. We were contacted by him. And so I talked to the law office and others. And they marched in to Hammer, and we have his whole account. Now he's been put on lockdown in solitary confinement. They took away his phone privileges where he's allowed to call. That's why you didn't, you know, hear the background noise of this is a correctional facility, because it was his private legal call. But he was able to get through to us on that system. And this really fell in our lap. I mean, I knew about Hammer, and I knew about the Oklahoma City information. And I knew that he'd done an interview a few weeks before on Anti-War Radio, which is a pretty big website. And I checked into it, and there's nothing illegal about interviewing him. In fact, what they're doing is illegal under the First Amendment. I mean, I don't want to be arrested and disappear into a black hole, and I can't ever get out to the media. But they did come and grab him, and he is fearing for his life. And they told him they wanted to take him to an unscheduled middle-of-the-night medical exam, but he refused. And you do have control over yourself in medical issues. It's one of the few rights you still have on death row. And I'm not saying David Hammer is a perfect person, but his whole story matches with the stuff we already have, the info we already have in triplicate. Plus, he is on death row for basically killing somebody in a fight in prison. I'm not saying that's good. That that's bad. He was in prison for something else, and then went on death row for murder in prison. Very, very serious information. But we have this new development, and it's up on Infowars.com. Key Oklahoma bombing witness denied access to attorneys, fears for his life, by Kurt Nemo. And then it has the full letter in here by David Hammer. But right now, we're going to go to Margaret Roberts, who's been a key researcher involved in this for years. Margaret, good to have you with us.
Thank you, Alex. It's good to be here. I wish it was under other circumstances.
Absolutely. How are they keeping him from talking to the media, even though courts are ruling they can't do this?
Well, I think what happens is, in theory, these inmates are allowed to have interviews, but every time somebody specifically, some reporter or producer specifically requests an interview with Hammer, it's denied. So it's, time and time again, he has not been able to speak to the media.
Now, just recapping briefly Hammer's case, do that for us, because you've been an integral part of the research, and then currently flesh out what's in his letter about the type of persecution he's going through for the information he's put out here. Because the feds told him, if you won't write this book about McVeigh being a U.S. government agent and saying that they were going to stage his death, which is what two separate reporters said at the time, he was still breathing when McVeigh was brought out when he was executed. He doesn't have any motive to be doing this except that he is telling the truth.
Yeah, I think he really doesn't have a motive. You see Hammer say, I'm going to die in prison. And actually, Alex, the reason I agreed to write the preface, I actually wrote the preface for this new book, Deadly Secrets. And the reason I did that was that as a journalist, you know, I knew very well that credibility was going to be the issue for David Hammer. And I've been following your website here this morning, and I see that this has kicked up quite a lot of noise, and people are rightly saying, why should we believe this guy on death row? As I wrote in my preface, as a reporter in Chicago, I broke a big story way back in the 1980s about an innocent prisoner on death row, and he was proved to be innocent, and the real killers were discovered, and he walked free. And to me, the lesson was, yes, you have to exercise great scrutiny when you examine a story that's coming off death row, but at the same time, Alex, the truth can come off death row. So that was the lesson there for me. I was a producer for America's Most Wanted, and in 2005 started looking into this Oklahoma City bombing from the fugitive aspect, John Doe number 2. I know you've covered this. That's when I ran into Jesse Trinidou and David Hammer's interviews with Timothy McVeigh, and the possibility that Jesse Trinidou's brother Kenneth, who was a mysterious prison suicide in quotation marks, that he may have been linked to the bombing. So that's how I became involved in this research. And through it, now for several years, have watched as Jesse Trinidou and David Hammer have collaborated, and then David, you know, has been off on his own paths, and find it very impressive what David has synthesized from his own researches, conducted from, of all places, his cell in death row, as well as covering what Jesse's done, what the excellent investigative reporter J.D. Cash did too. So, and through this period, Alex, Hammer has been volunteering to step forward and tell his story. I noticed that one of your writers to the website this morning was commenting on the demeanor, the tenor of Hammer's presentation to you in that excellent hour-long interview you did last week. The human voice tells a lot about credibility. That's all Hammer is ever asked to do, is to step forward and tell his story. But the FBI has fought tooth and nail all the way up to a federal appellate courts to shut Hammer up. And I think any reasonable mind would have to ask, 15 years after the fact, why is that so important that you not allow a man to tell a story?
Well, even more than that, certainly there's a cover-up going on, and they're fighting very hard to continue it. But everything he's been saying years later with Jesse Trinidou's lawsuits comes out in federal documents, comes out in major newspapers. It
Absolutely.
Comes out that the feds were basically running Elohim City, that there were warnings, that the head of the FBI anti-terrorism group was there the week before and the day of the event and lied about it. He wasn't in Dallas.
Absolutely.
The list goes on and on. And this was a government operation separate from anything Hammer says. It's just incredible the amount of evidence from all of your research. What's the bottom line on Oklahoma City?
Well, you know, every reporter, every journalist always has a working theory. I which is subject to change, the more you learn, the more you know. But I think a very important dot that Hammer connects, and by the way, if I may say, share for your listeners, this book is only available one place, the website for the publisher, www.authorhouse.com. That's the only place you can read this book. My working theory, based upon my own research and watching what Hammer and Jesse Trinidou have developed, and I think this is the dot that Hammer connects, a very important one, Alex, is the use of criminals as informants reporting directly to federal law enforcement. I think that's going to be a major element of this story once the whole story is told. As Hammer points out, virtually all of the members of this Aryan Republican Army bank robbery gang that Timothy McVeigh fingered as his on-the-ground support squad in Oklahoma City on April 19. Virtually every one of them, at one time or another, before, during, or after the Oklahoma City bombing, was functioning as a criminal informant to federal law enforcement.
Well, we know the feds do this everywhere. They'll have a convicted arsonist, child molester, bank robber, and then they'll be used in court against people who don't even have a criminal record. So here's the government saying, don't listen to David Hammer. He's a convict on death row, but then listen to all of our criminal informants that we're using. And then when they're clean criminal informant, Howell was inside Elohim City and came out and said they're getting ready to blow up the federal building. They indicted her just to shut her up because one agency didn't know what the other agency was doing. But finishing up with that, we need to talk about Mr. Hammer, what we know about him now being basically punished and his letter that made it out. Have we heard anything else from him?
Actually, yes. I'm happy to say, Alex, that this morning I have had another email from Hammer. He remains extremely concerned about what is to come. Obviously, this disciplinary, you know, procedure will go forward. How heavy it's going to be is unknown so far. As you know, in the email he sent yesterday, which you posted on your website, you know, he was, you know, fearing that it was going to be heavy consequences and was expecting that all of his communications would be shut down. So far, that has not happened. His plea was, you know, if this makes sense to people out there, if he is representing this story and the continuing research effort, you know, he was encouraging people to be in touch with the prison. If I may say, if I may add, Alex, one of the amazing, well, not so amazing to me as I come out of the America's Most Wanted enterprise, which I worked for some years, the information that is starting to surface through, you know, your listeners, we've had, you know, very interesting emails, factual, informational emails, just continuing to add, you know, clues and leads to this. This is what could be the tipping point of this entire investigation, is that if, as David Hammer has shaken the tree here to bring information in, and as you have, you know, had the courage to, you know, get on the air and really give this a hearing, let's solve this. You know, that's basically what Hammer says in his book. Let's solve this. And there are more very important moments just down the horizon. And one of them is Jesse Trinidou's fight over these surveillance tapes. And why is the FBI, again, fighting tooth and nail to keep these pictures secret? You asked me what is my theory. I think the videotape that the FBI is still holding is going to show us pictures of people who were with Timothy McVeigh on the morning of 4/19/95. And I think those pictures will be revelatory as to the potential, you know, government involvement in some way or other here.
But for 15 years, they've been declaring national security on all those different videotapes. But we do have the witnesses that day and the days before who did see McVeigh all over the building.
Sure.
You know, in the ATF offices, you name it. I mean, these are credible people who are on record that worked there and who saw him.
Yes, I think all of this goes exactly back to that. And to your listeners who are kind of shouting, don't listen to David Hammer, I would just say, remember that, you know, more than a dozen honest witnesses in Oklahoma and Kansas swore they saw John Doe number 2 with Timothy McVeigh. And who was that man?
Just incredible. You know, I want to get you back for a full hour in the near future to really go over Oklahoma City from your perspective, because we can't just do it justice.
I'd be so glad to do that. And I was so, it was a tremendous interview you did, Alex. You brought, you know, this was the fight to keep this silent, and you brought this story out, and people did hear David Hammer in his own words, and I thought he was persuasive.
No, so did my family and friends that heard it. But again, if you really research the info, you know how persuasive, because he was saying a lot of these things before it ever even came out. And a lot of this has now been confirmed through the lawsuits of Jesse Trinidad in the federal court. Margaret Roberts, is there a website or a personal site folks can visit of yours? Or
yes, definitely. Please visit www.deadly-secrets.com. Deadly-secrets.com. And there is a box for information. More than anything David Hammer would say, were he able to be here to say it himself, is somebody out there knows who was behind the Oklahoma City bombing. If anybody that's listening has any fragment of information firsthand about that, particularly those of you in Oklahoma City, please go to the website. Please be in touch. We are not going to stop. We are going to solve this case.
Well, God bless you, ma'am. I look forward to talking to you again. We appreciate your years of tireless effort. You've gotten so much information out from Terry Nichols and others, Margaret Roberts. We'll talk to you again very soon.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet.
Keep up the good work.
You too. We're going to come back, take your phone calls. Folks in Japan.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Dr. Edwin Vieira is coming up in the second segment of the next hour. But right now, I appreciate the military folks holding. The phones are now just completely open on any subject you'd like to discuss at 800-259-9231. But we're going to go to Preston in Japan, active duty, Ed in Louisiana, and Bud, Howard, Steve, and others. But Preston in Japan, you're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I think you're Alex. Hi, just military police, and I just wanted to call and comment on the open the phone lines you had today. And, you know, I see a pattern emerging, and I have actually for the past few months. You know, we have training days where I'm at about twice every month. And one of the things is that at the beginning of the training day, beginning of the training period, the very first thing they always breeze over is martial law and the difference between qualified and absolute martial law, and also the Fourth, Fifth, Sixth Amendments, and the Posse Comitatus Act and the Assumptive Crimes Act. And, you know, we get it beaten into us. And, you know, from what my own experience, I've been in the military, you know, for almost 4 years. I've never been trained to confiscate weapons, you know, except for in instances where it's a legally authorized search. And,
but they said that in New Orleans. They said, we say it's legal, go get their guns.
Yeah. And I
agree saying,
you
you're saying that they now, I mean, this is new though. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but what I got from what you said is that this is new now, that suddenly at the start of the drills, they describe different variants or different threat continuums, different escalations of martial law.
Yes, that's true. But, also going along with your point, I don't believe the military will actually confiscate weapons willingly. I mean, I'm not a member of Oath Keepers, but I do support them, and I will keep my oath to the Constitution. I will not confiscate weapons.
Well, that's good news, sir. What about other members of your unit? What's their view on average? You know, what percent would you dead reckon have your view versus the other view, A? And then B, how do they describe martial law to you?
Well, you know, I don't think that many members of my unit personally will actually follow an order to confiscate weapons, because they recognize, you know, every American has a Second Amendment right. And they would, if they were in that position, they wouldn't want their weapons confiscated either, you know. I mean, the military in general, you know, I will agree that, you know, there are those that are hard chargers and will follow whatever orders they're given. But, you know, with the branch of service I'm in, we're almost taught to question orders at all levels.
Sure, well, that's the catch-22 with police and military. They know guns aren't the boogeyman the media says they are, so you've got these global communists basically trying to demonize guns, but the military knows all about guns, and they love guns, and they're not going to buy it.
That's right. That's right. And so personally, I don't just see the military coming in and confiscating weapons, but, you know, I agree with your comment, which you said earlier, that they... some will follow orders, most will question orders. I won't confiscate any weapons. I don't think any members of my unit would do the same thing.
Okay, so what are they saying, though, now that they're suddenly telling you about martial law?
Well, this is just an emerging pattern that I've seen over the past 6 or 7 months. And, you know, when they talk about martial law, it's always going to be the difference between qualified and absolute martial law. And they
give us that definition.
Well, qualified martial law is where... there's a national emergency or natural disaster, like Katrina, for example. The local court system was still in place and still had authority. You know, the military basically just came in to assist the local
police. Yeah, back up. What's the other type of martial law?
It's absolute martial law. It's where the military takes control essentially over the court system, over the police, and has final authority and say over just about everything.
And are you being trained for that?
I wouldn't say we are, but we...
Stay there. 1 minute. Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.